Daflamid Gimel Amid Aleph. Vehu Nischavin Lishvos Beikro Hilkach. Therefore, Lamati Miyud underneath 10 Fachim. The Eruva Erev. The Erev actually works. The Matzi Nafik Le Chutz Ladala Amosov. Kama Dabay. He can go. He could go outside his four Amos as much as he wants. In the Mishkali and take Vayis Yui. Pachos Medalat Amos, and he can carry it less than four Amos Ad Lesoch Dalal Amosov until he reaches. And within his four amos, v'afalgav demashvina le'nihile rishus ayochid, you know, he's turning into a private domain, l'gavik nias erev, lahakel, with regard to, meaning it's being turning into rishus ayochid, with regard to acquiring an erev, which is a lien say. Still, lav rishus ayochid, gemurahi, it's not a complete, full-fledged private domain, shal yucha lehevi mechutz lehen l'seichel, that you can't bring from outside of it into it. Why the halav mechitza ika? There's no walls here. V'lochi l'krishus, and there's nothing to delineate the domains. The rishus ika, there's nothing here to delineate the domains. Uman kamashvi lehu bayis, that which is turning into a house, is the air of the mashvi lehu. It's the air that's doing that. V'chi echavin lebayis the heter echavin. When he's intending to turn into a house, he's then turning into a permitted house. Lola Shavi Bayis Yisur, not to make it into a house that's going to make some sort of prohibition. But Lamailo Miyud, but if it's above 10 Tvachim, then any Ruva Erev is not a good Erev. Why the hell? Kinafik Vishakli, when he's going to go and take it, is then he's Maisim Rishus Yachar Rishus Rabbim. He's taking it from a private to a public domain. Well, Kaiman Barach, and later we're going to ask, Ha'i Boi Maisi Lederach Olof, if he wants, he can take it through the leaves. Umay Lamailo, Umay Lamata, Bedover Hanoite. Shavahu is something which is leaning over its equal. The ilamailo isbe lamata lesbe, and if above it there is, then below it there is not. V'lo shayach be loshon mailo umata, and it doesn't make sense to use the words above and below. El loshon gavoya v'namoch, it's going to be the high and low. That's the language you should use. V'hochi boy lelamisin. This is how you should have said the loshon the gemara should have been. Nosnu be ilan. If you put into ilan gavoya yud ten tefachim high, then eruvo eruv is eruv is not an eruv. In Gavaya Serv, it's not 10 high, then Ruva Erev, then it is an Erev. From the Tani, Maila Umatin, since he used the words above and below, Mashma implies the Zokov that it is standing straight, V'yochel Haniach L'mayla B'goivoy, you put it up high in its height, Ulamata B'shipulo, or below in its base. The other Zokov, B'slifin T'yosai, at the end of it bending over, Mishkachas Bey, Maila Umatin, you're going to end up with something which is, could be called height and low. Its heights and its bottoms. Also at the point that it's sticking up. For example, when it's leaning over, it's all below 10 tefachim. The ilamayim because if it's above 10 tefachim, and still when it goes back up, you're not going to be able to use the terms of maila and mata. When it's outside the Amos Nami, also it works. And it's above 10. Kevin the Dala Amos of Oilos al Rekio. Since his four Amos go all the way up to the heavens, which is a Yachid, it's going to be a private domain. Harry Yachol Alos Le'il, he can go up onto the tree. Ad Lamailo, Masar, until above 10 Tvachim, but Le'ilon take it to Hakol Ha'ilon, Masar, and Lamailo, which is a Yachid, because the whole tree from 10 Tvachim higher is all a private domain. And Mevi'il Lamokom, Shusasim can bring it to his place of residence, meaning at the base of the tree. Kishirabim, Mikaspin, Al Natiya Sandaif, on the bend over part of the branch, Shechusad Al Amos, which is outside of his four Amos, Hanamucha Miyud, and it's less than 10 Tvachim high, Davisha Saram, because then it's a public domain. Kid Ulaik Ula said, Vichy Maisi Leil Mailam Yasara, Derech Avir, when he's going to take it above 10 Tvachim through the ear space, Shal Natiya of the part that's bent over, Oivir Ba'avir, Rusha Saram, he is passing over the public domain's ear space, the Kaimalon, and we pass him the Moshe, Rusha Sayach, the Rusha Hayochid derech aver rishus rabbim, when a person is passing from one private domain to another through the earspace of a public domain, I feel the ma'ala miyud, even if it's above 10 tefachim, he's going to be chayv. He's going to be chayv for that. It's not a perek hazarik, because we said in the Mishnah, in the perek of, it's a Mishnah in the perek of hazarik, ha'yishtein b'diyut achas, if they're on the same row, hazarik, the one who throws from one rishus rabbim to the other one with the rishus rabbim in between, is going to be potter, but hamoish, when it's over, is going to be chayv. Why? Shekein ha'yisav with the salvim, because that was the way that the levim worked in the midbar. Amud Tes Dafka Noka Tes intentionally said Tes the ninth Tefachim Kedemar B'Siyas Shabbos, who said in the beginning of Mesech Shabbos the Pachas Gimel less than three Tefachim Aris Smicha, he's the same as equivalent just like a thick ground, the Darsi Leo Rabbi, because the public will walk on it, the Gimel Tes, but from three Tefachim till nine Lomid there's Darsi Leo, people do not walk on it, because it's a high Lokasuvim Hasfila Ben Yom used to put down packages on Phnation the Muchala. Because it's too low to use taking off things from your shoulder. He's not public domain. El Carmelis is going to be a Carmelis. Test, but if it's 9-12, it is now fit for people to use it to, you know, rest their things on their shoulders. So Havir Shus Rabbim, it's going to be a public domain again. And as Saris, it's just a Yachid. And once it turns into 10, it's Fachim, then it turns into a private domain. Vizorak Metkilis Arbalus. So if Arbal from the beginning of 4 Amos until the end of 4 Amos, because both the picking it up and resting from the beginning of the Dalad for Amos and to the end of the four Amos is in the public domain. But the people do not use that area to put down their packages. You threw four Amos in the public domain. Since they didn't land and rest in the public domain, he's going to be putter. They'll be exempt. Said the mission is Lishpos Beikroy. He's intending to rest and take up his residence at the base of the tree. And the branch is bending over to outside four Amos. So there's luck of it, then it sticks up again. But also Litloy, Afilo Hai, the Lamata Masaras, Ato Litloy, Lamachar Bishabas, even that which is below 10 Tvachim. It's us to take it tomorrow on Shabbos in Ratzel Eichel if you want to eat it. Why mishum mishamish be'ilam? Because you're using a tree. But feel hachin you so kanele erev. The erev still works. Min hashmashus during the twilight. Why? The kevin the shimush ilan shvus the rabbanon who? Because since using a tree is only nisa the rabbanon. Lo gazar lo bein hashmashus. They did not make a decree against using it during the twilight. The bein hashmashus. So you have a boy mishkale. If you need to take it, hahi shaitz at that hour. You matzi shakol. You can take it. Kol iser Shabbos yotov. Davi mid rabbanon kavishvus. Any issa the rabbanon on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is called shvus. B'sof gimel, haniach a ruvel be'ilon lamata meshloshes samach lekarka. If he puts the erev in the tree below towards the bottom by 3 tefachim next to the ground, mutu little b'Shabbos and Shabbos, he could take it. Why? Because the lamata meshloshes, since it's less than 3 tefachim, afilu be'ilon, even though a tree lekozer lof did not make a decree against using it. The havikar is because it's like a thick ground. This is what I'm saying in the last parak over here. That if the roots are 3 tefachim high from the ground, lo yeshiv alim minalal to sit on them. When later we're going to explain, we're talking about when the tree is not 4 tefachim wide. Also, little lo garsin, it's not part of the gersovet. The garsin, if you will, then might be tmilu kaimon. Either one, why do we ask the question later on the rabbanon? But amar lemo, because our rabbanon is sudden asur. And we say that the rabbanon should have to say that the rabbanon hold it using the side of the tree is going to be asur. But the rebbe lo mitmin, and they didn't ask a rebbe. When we shouldn't kaimo. Kaimi Rabbanan alay, because Rabbanan are responding to Rebbe's statement, the Amrin, and they say, Komachim Sha'asu, little intent places Asr to take. Lafika, therefore, Nichto Bisfarm, it's written in this farm. Igar Sinlay, if you do actually have the Girsa, Kaimi Mishom, the conservative Southern Asr, and the reason is going to be because they hold that the using the size of the tree is also Asr. Elim, as Sefer the Kamar Rebbe, the Rebbe said, Nasl Bekilkolay, Rubo Iro, that if you put into the basket, the air does work. I'm Elay Rabbanan want to say, Hoyle the Sosa of Asr, little Bishabbos, since at the end of the day, you're now taking on Shabbos, Mishum Shimush Elim, because you're using a tree, ain't a Rubo Iro, therefore your air doesn't work. Why? Because all the Shosman, because they did, the Rabbanan do make a decree, do make a Gezerah on a Durabbanan during the twilight, the Banish Mashos. Name a Gezerah Rabbanan, Stodden, the Elon Asurin, that they using the size of the tree is also could go in. For example, Hochel over here, Dana Mishamish Ilan Asrin actually using the tree. He have a shakale ruvoy if you take your air, but feel the Shabbos even on Shabbos the Kukalhu, the Mishamish goes using the basket. Shahut see the Ilan, that's like the size of the tree. Upulksa Hebrew Perkin Shech is going in and say McClickest in the Perkin Shech, last Perk of Mesach Shabbos, Ikon Mandemar. Also, there is one opinion that's also for Ikon Mandemar Mutter and one that says Mutter, the Hasha. And now, name them the Hochel, which is from here, it's Son of Asrin that they're using the sides. Like an object hanging on the tree should be usher. Then the havi hahu the shariki yachid b'makom rabim, and therefore the one who holds its mutter should be a individual opinion against the consensus. But havi hachmasis and siyatil lemayt paskinan hasim hilchasa tzedadim asurin. And this mishnah should be a help that which you paskin over there that using the size of the tree is usher. Ella areisha the kaimi rabbanon the rest of the rabbanon are responding to the kamar rebbe that which rebbe said naslam ilan lamatam asurah iruv air if we put in a tree less than 10. The air of works, but also literally you're not allowed to take it. Take the air. Why the army labor abundant? The rabbanon say, "Apal gav dehu beiruv b'rishis rabbim." You know, he and his air of are in the public domain. Came into asu litlo b'shabbos, and he's not allowed to take on Shabbos mishum ilum because it's in a tree. And it's also litlo ben shvashos. Also asu from the taking ben shvashos shu suffik, which is a doubtful perhaps Shabbos. Ve'ini ruv a'eruv, and therefore his air is not an air. Eidelest be arba reichav of with machum petorhu. They call bachus merakim dalin. Anything which is less than the width of four tzvachim, kaimel lo b'yisir Shabbos u'paskin at the beginning of Sechah Shabbos. The law have rishus if they ask for signs from rishus. Ubatal eitz rishus a rabban veitz rishus a yochin. Then becomes batal vis-a-vis the public and private domain. Im oimid b'neim if it's standing in between them. Karaminin as he said over there. Oimid adam b'kol ala skupa. A person can stand on that a skupa on the door. The door entrance, Naitum and Ani can take from the Ani, if Naisan Mabal Bais, and the Baal Bais can give it to him. Naitum and Ani, Naisan Mabal Bais, Naisan, you can give it from the Ani and take it in and give it to him. The same thing with the Baal Bais. The Hailson of Afilu is the Rabbanan, and there's not even Issa the Rabbanan. And over here, Ki Nosan Lamaila Maser, when you put it above 10 Tvachim. Lav Bershus Yochid, who is not in the private domain, but my any Ruba Erev, so why is the Erev not work? Har Yochid is the Bershus Aram, because they take it to the Bershus Aram. Either Isbe Dalid, Mushamachika Aser Le Reshav, and because of that, the Reshav is saying it's Aser Seifa, Amai Mahani Le Kilkalo, in the Seifa, why does the basket help? Har Bershus Yochid, who is a private domain, but Aser, and should be Aser. Reshav Isbe Dalid, Mushamachi, and because of that, Lamayan Le Yud, if it's above 10 tefachim, any ruva erev, the erev doesn't work. The whole is just a rabbi, because he's in the public domain. The ruva is just a yachid, and the erev is in the private domain. Safe in the less bo dalin, and therefore la is a yachid. It's not a private domain. The kukul nukket, and that which is talking about the baskets, mishum the rebbe, several like rebbe huda, because rebbe is holding like rebbe huda. The amar is going to say a little bit later, a ruva amunach v'lamayla miyud, an erev which is above 10 tefachim, lo have erev is not an erev. Feel in the sky and lishbus l'mayla, even if he had intent to have his residence higher up, also above 10. El imkein munach al kavim mokum arba, unless it was placed in the place that was somewhere where it was 4 tefachim wide. Hukach v'ever elav kukal, if it wasn't for the basket, like an erev, it would not be an erev al kavim mokum arba. If it wasn't for the basket, like a kukal elav kukal, and like an erev al kavim mokum arba, then you wouldn't have had if it wasn't for the basket, you wouldn't have had the erev in the place that was 4 tefachim. El kukal mashlimos ol arba, the basket fills it up to get to 12 to 4 tefachim. Daf lamid gimel amud base. V'savrlo k'rabbi Meir de Omar al gabe kipo b'per kamo chikigin lahashlim. It says by the kipo in the first parak over here that you, that was the oval shaped the rounded top of the doorway. The Chaykin Hashem, you look at it as if it was carved out to fill up to the shear. We were just a Yachad Gemur Lohavi, but indeed it's not a full-fledged private domain. Why the Ein B'tach Tisil Shel Elon Baruch Avdal? Because in the bottom of the tree does not have a width of 4. Avakab the Brosh Baruch Avdal, even though the top of it has the width of 4, the Kolkola Mashlim Oleh, because the basket's filling up the shear to 4, lo have Rishas Yachad, it's still not a private domain. Elon came maschel the yosrachavu arba mitoch gimelos v'chulakak, unless the width of 4 tefachim starts within 3 tefachim of the ground. The halchem mina bazerik, because I always send the perk of zerik in Shabbos. Gavi butzni aysed meishan v'hein svinos. They were both shishuleihim chodim. They had very pointy bottoms. The ain b'shuleim rachavdalad in the bottom, and in their bottom, the holes that there wasn't 4 tefachim wide. The lamaylam hein holchos umis marchivos, and as it goes further up, it gets wider. Harbe a lot. Chitzas and the place Yud and the walls were 10 tefachim high. In Metaltim, you're not allowed to carry them. I brought Amos for 4 Amos. Why? The Lavrus just Yachin, because they were not considered private domain. Back up the Gavain. I certainly, even though they were 10 tefachim high, Verachim and Arba'al Milam Island, they were more than 4 tefachim wide when you got up to the top point. Since Hoyle, since Bushalayim, Havi Arba'al, since in the bottom there wasn't 4 tefachim, Vahachal. So over here, Gavi Elam by the tree, Nami also, Taimim Mishim the Hachim, that's the same reason. I'll prove to you this is the reasoning. Why did the Kamal Khamans say later, command the look Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? It's not going like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But Zurich Nami Musfina Lo that he behold Rabbi Yosef over there in Perka Zurich. They also ask from this the fact that Rashid was Rabbi Yosef. Being an heir of Al Gabi Mokam Dalva, like a Belokal without the basket. Achigarsin the Gavaya serve a Rachma Dalid. Eruvo Erevim Lav in Eruvo Erev Gavoy Yud V'Rochva Arbov is 10 Tefachim High and 4 Tefachim Wide. Eruvo Erev and the Erev works. Avagat Rishus Yachad, even though it's the private domain. Hach Koyro, this beam that this beam is a private domain. But who is chayvin l'shvus Rishas Rambam? He's intending to take up his residence in the public domain. Ha'amron, what we say, ha'nesin z'ruvin yeshlo arba amos. The person puts an erev, he has four amos. Rishas says yachid oylad rikia, and the private domain goes up to the shoots up to the heavens. But gabi ilan who the lo have an erev. It's only with regard to a tree that's not an erev kedukim, as we said. But nefin etuchusatal amos, when the branches leaning out towards for outside for amos have lachbal ver the lekum nefin. There's no branch. Shaper dummy, it works. Be lav ein eruvo erev. So kodaitoch, we faint the hachikamer. This is how we're saying it. Vim lav the ainu the way I started. If it was in fact it was a 10 tefachim high. Osh ainu rechava arba. If it wasn't 4 amos, 4 tefachim wide, ainu ruva erev. The erev doesn't work. Welcome back to Minan. That's why we ask ainu the way I started. If it's not 10 tefachim high, add the rabba, just the opposite. Kol sheinu ruva erev. For sure the erev should work. The sheinu the way you when it's not 10 tefachim high, have you command the monthly b'shus rabba says if you put it into the public domain. Ella haiva im lav the ketan that's true says and if not. Lava gavoya, koy is not going on the height. Ella rechav koy, it's going on the width. V'hachi kamar, this is what we're saying. Gavoya yud, nicha b'roisha. If it's 10 tefachim high, you put it on the top of it. Imyesh b'rechav dalav, if it has 4 tefachim, why? Havi mochum chashav, it's an important spot. L'hanachas erev for the erev to be placed. A ruva erev, therefore the erev works. Mishum hu b'rishus ram, the ruva b'rishus yachan. The fact that he's in the public domain and the erev is in the private domain, lo mitzer is not going to ask her k'diamar, as we said. The nisense a ruva yesh l'dal amos, because the person who's placing his erev has a 4 amos around him. To turn it to private domain, the imlav, the gavaya yud, if it wasn't 10 tefachim high, but in the rechav dalad, not 4 tefachim wide, any ruva erev, then the erev does not work. Why? Became the gavaya asur since it's 10 tefachim high, but in the erev munachal gabi mokam dalad, the erev is not placed on a place that's four tefachim wide. Then havali kamunach ba'aver, says if he puts it into the ear, he places it in the ear medukya shamina, and from the inference from this, we understand ha inu gavaya asur. If it was not 10 tefachim high, I feel in the rechav dalad, even if it's not. Fourth off on why they ruva erev, then it would work. His erev would work. Why? They came in the lamatim asara, since it's lower than 10. V'achon ha'vila command the mancha. Aron tam is as if it's been placed in the ground. They call lamatim yuk, the same thing which is less than 10. T'vachim kuta kama shahuncha dami. We say kuta as if it's resting on the ground. G'voy asara, the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, as you picked it up from Rosh Hashanah, Sarach shehei b'rochva arba, you need it, it's wide. For t'vachim shehei shah mokum chashav, that should be an important place. Ainu gavayasar ein tzarich shehei roichva dalad doesn't have to be with the 4 tefachim. That filu pachas medalad, even if it's less than 4 tefachim, why they ruva air there works to call the matam asar. Anything which is less than 10 tefachim, command the melcha ardehi is as if it's placed in the ground. Command mitaritz Rabbeinu. Ela Rabbeinu's answer, who according to whose opinion was Rabbeinu giving his answer earlier? Avol gav dechoyki in the hashlin. Even though you're looking as if you're carving it out to fill the space, but ikar roichva dalad, now there is an amount of 4 tefachim, lo havishus yachad, it's still not private domain. Vishim de'ein be'ikr dal, because in the bottom of it doesn't have 4 tefachim. The local Rabbi Yosi Yehuda is not going like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Traskel salas the basket ruch of dal is 4 tefachim wide. The zerk mishus a rabbim the noch al gabov, and you threw from the public domain and it landed on it. Chayv, the person is going to be chayv shari. Why? Shari zerk mishus a rabbim mishus yachad, because he threw from a public domain into a private domain. Almo, we see from this almo gav dekano. Ainu rochav dalad, even though the beam, the reed, the pole which is sticking up is not 4 tefachim wide, havrish shesiyachad, it is still a private domain. Why? Hol the elyonu dalad, since the top of it is 4 tefachim wide. I mean, the good achas, when we say good achas, the walls are shooting down. V'hakim mafarish, but hazarka, that's how we explain it over there in hazarka masechta Shabbos. Our answer is halsam hadr mechitzas traskel sovayes hazakana. The basket is surrounding this beam pole. Shahari tachol beemtsiyah, so it's stuck into the middle of it. Chi amin and good achis mechitzas, and when we say that the walls shoot down, hatraskel adakarko, it's the walls of the baskets are shooting down. Nimso, then when we say the good achis mechitzas on the traskel, when we say that the walls of the mechitzas are shooting down until the land to the ground, nimso kana mukaf mechitzas, and the pole comes out to be surrounded by walls. Shechalu arba, because the inside of the basket was 4 tefachim wide. Resu leka lamamar midi. There's nothing else to say. Hachalo hadar mechitzas. The kilkala enam akevesis abov shel ilam, because the basket is not surrounding the thickness of the tree. Chaimina good achas, and we're going to say that the walls of the basket shoot down to the ground. The kati islam lamamar. We still say chokigan lahashlem. We are carving out to fill up the shear. It's the rufei kilkala b'hadi ilam to combine the basket with the tree, the tarati, lo armin, and then you still need to say that, and we don't say two of these concepts at once. This The Mefarshim and those who explain command the local Rabbi Yosi. It's not like how we're going. It's not going like Rabbi Yosi. Why? I know it's Kerakoi. It's going on that which you said that you're sticking a beam into the ground. The Gemara Rabbi Yehuda said Kerish in the Baruch Ben Dalid that if it doesn't have the width of fourth, Vachom Lamayla Tab Lo Habrishus Yoch is not a private domain. Barmina and we say Hadal Lo Rabbi Yosi. It's not like Rabbi Yosi. Dar Metraskal Habrishus Yoch. He says the basket is a private domain. The Mukos Law and we say this which in Baruch of Arba is not fourth Vachom wide. Blah Milsi and this is not true. Rashi says. Chada, one reason it's not true is Behedya Mufurish Barazurkas explicitly says in Perakazurkum was Fina Minami ask other Ravuna Ravuna Dari Bibutsin and the Maishan. It's talking about these boats from Maishan, Sherachun Lamailo, Lamailo Xeris and Lamata that they're wide on top and they're narrow on the bottom. Was Fina Minami ask, but then Bugodachas Bechitsos, that we should say the walls shoot down. Milo Tain, do we not say in the Bais of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, and Alma, therefore we say time Mishum Gulachasu, that the reasoning is because of the concept of Gulachas that the walls shoot down. And Nimsa Tachta and Shulkan, the Mukav Machitza says that below the pole is going to be surrounded by walls, but Chalal Arba with a ear spacer around it, a fourth Vachon, the Ikashain, Trasko Rachadal. We're going to talk about where the basket of the Trasko is not fourth Vachon wide. Can't mean Gulachas. When we say Gulachas, my Havi, who cares? Doesn't work. Oh, then furthermore, behold, Duchtag, the Omer, Pochus Medalid. And we say all over that when it's not, when it's less than four tefachim, it's not considered rishus. My lor minin, why don't we say, any place that we say that, my lor minin, why don't we say on that? Come on, the lor b'yisir b'yuhudu. It's not like b'yisir b'yuhudu, because then we're we say over here. From the chemi omar, li'oilam, masnisan, li'li el, really, the Mishnah earlier, Reisha v'sefer b'rech avdala. Both the Reisha and the Sefer talk about where it's four tefachim white. Because the kashkha, that which you're asking, kinosla b'kakola, my have that which you was put in the basket, what's the what's going on? Shani Kukula, Hoyo, Baruch, he since it's very long, Yachal and Taisa, you can bend it over below Yakranim to Lassan, you don't have to take it away from it being hanging. Yata Rosha Echan, you're going to bend over one side. Actually, Hela Soch Yud, it's going to be within, till it's within 10 Tvachim, but Yitel, let's see if I take his ear. Mosav Rav Shavot, Ketahu, is the Masis, and he's the Mishnah B'Yomtov, Shalafne HaShabbos, and Yomtov before Shabbos. Rotso La'ari L'Shnei HaYom, you want to make an ear for both days. So what should you do? Well, licho b'roshon b'rishon be'erev yom tov. You're going to carry it on erev yom tov. L'sveik alpaim at the end of 2000 amos. We're talking about that you sent the messenger. The ihugufei below if he himself was going below pasnami. Kani leishvisa. Even without bread, he would have his residence over there. Came in the hasam yosef since he sat over there. And the day yom and the day became turned into yom tov for Shabbos. Became holy. Until the air is activated and starts working. If he's going to put over there, perhaps he's going to get lost. He's not going to have an air to use tomorrow. If the air gets eaten on the first day, the air works for the first day, but there's no air for the second day. Therefore, he's going to go back and bring it back the second day. And he's going to wait for it to get dark. Eat over there and beer if you want. Because he can't bring it. The Shabbos is Shabbos, and Yom Tov after Shabbos, and Yom Tov is after Shabbos. Who Al Karchel Yinchen Hashem Erev Shabbos is going to put it there on Erev Shabbos. L'machar the next day Yelech, meaning, and go over there. Meaning, we said he couldn't bring it there because he can't bring it on back on Shabbos, so therefore he has to eat it over there. And if Yom Tov is after Shabbos, well then Al Karchel is going to put it there on Erev Shabbos. L'machar Yelech, and he's going to go over here in Medayin Yishlo Shem if it's still there. V'yashal Cholav and wait for it to get dark over there. Yehelo Erev. The Shani then will have an heir for the second day. Mim Ovin that got lost yesterday basically doesn't have to send his house. Katani Mia, so we see from this Amariv, Serchlo Halicho, heir of the Sofal Payim. That person who's trying to wait for it to get dark to make the Erev, he's going to have to take the Erev to the end of 2000 Amos. So Amai, and why? Serchlo Halicho, why doesn't he have to take it? Misha Asol Lashem Erev, once he made it for a promise of Erev, Neima Afal Gav Delo Amtia, even though he didn't, we should say that even though he didn't bring it there, Kamad Amtia. Tommy says, if he did bring it there, the Ha Amarit, you said, Hoyol. You say the concept of Hoyol V'yachol and Taisa, you can bend it over. But Hocha Kamad Delo Amtia, that's also the equivalent of not bringing the Erev to the place. The Hahu Bershus Aram V'Eru Bershus V'yachol, because he's in the public domain and the Erev is in the private domain. Kamarit, we said, Hoyol V'yachol and Taisa, so you can go and bend it down. Mali Hoyol V'yachol and Taisa, what's the difference to me about saying that since he has a possibility of bending, pulling it down to where he is, Amali Yochel Hevi, and what's the difference between saying about whether or not he's bringing it? Behind the Nukat the Subi Masis and the Yom Tov, the Shabbos, that was coming to ask a question from the Yom Tov and Shabbos, Mishum d'lo tzam b'mishnah chrisa, because it doesn't say anywhere in explicitly another mishnah. The halachas erev behedya ki yochad to say that you're about bringing an erev to another place, like it does over there in that mishnah.